Live from the Mercedes-AMG Interview Lounge.
We always have a great time with him.
Let's bring her in and talk to her.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
All right. This is a little nerve-wracking. I'll tell you, push the right button, Scary. It's nerve-wracking because this is the first time in over a year and a half we've had a guest in the control room.
And I don't know how to act, how to sit. Where would I go?
I know. Very odd.
And then we remember he's no guest. He's Bobby Flay.
Right. Oh, exactly. He's the pest.
There's no guest.
Oh, stop.
Our special pest host.
I'm so glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be anywhere, too.
I know. It's really actually very nice. You know, obviously, we're all looking for some sort of normalcy, you know, every single day in one way or another. But it is what it is, right? Fight through.
Yeah. That's I know. It is what it is. And we have fought through it. And I was thinking on the way into work today, Bobby, what you and your business and your profession has gone through since pandemic hit, and what we've been through, and the two are very similar but very different in many ways.
Well, you know? They are. I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's been pretty well documented what the restaurant business has been through.
Right.
You know, that said, I think that, you know, for a lot of people, it's been a really interesting year of learning, you know, with all these outdoor cafes and things like that. Like at Gatto, we didn't do that. We closed basically the first day the pandemic hit, and we never reopened the restaurant. We didn't do delivery. We didn't do takeout. We didn't erect like a brand new outdoor restaurant, which, you know, when you walk around the city of New York, you see how creative people have gotten. It's amazing. Very. And some of the restaurants, some of my favorite restaurants that used to have like 40 seats now have 400.
Yeah.
and I think to myself, how are you getting this food out? It's actually an amazing thing.
I'll tell you how. Grubhub. They order Grubhub, and Grubhub brings food from other restaurants.
Oh,
as a matter of fact,
interesting.
You know, our friend Rosanna Scotto, they have Fresco by Scotto uptown. Have you seen what they've done outside?
It's amazing.
When you get there,
it looks like you're in Capri.
Yes, you have lemon trees hanging above
you.
It's
so cool.
And what the funny thing is they have a lot of tables against the building, against the store. Front, and then you have a bike lane, and then you have more tables.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there getting drunk, drinking martinis. The music is banging. It's loud.
Yeah.
And there are bikes going 50 miles an hour right through the middle of your restaurant.
Well, one of my favorite restaurants downtown is Via Carota.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and they also have the bar across the street, Bar Pisolino. But now they have the entire neighborhood, I mean, of seats. It's like insane. They must have, I don't know, hundreds of seats out there. It's crazy.
Well, so... Look, in the beginning, we didn't know what would need to happen in order to save some of our restaurants.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing, you know. And now, you know, we don't know where it's going, but we're all together. So this is something Bobby told us before he came on here, something I thought was kind of strange. This is the first time in your restaurant career you haven't had a restaurant in New York City.
I mean, you know, I've had restaurants. My first restaurant that I opened, I was 25 years old, Mesa Grill in 1991. And I've had somewhere between, you know, one, two, or three restaurants at a time in New York City. And, you know, we decided not to reopen Gatto after the pandemic. We decided almost right away that we weren't going to reopen it. And frankly, our landlord was really actually very gracious in the whole situation. I know there's not everybody has that same story to tell. It's been tough. But anyway, listen, here's the thing. It's like when something like this happens... Especially when it first happens, you lay in bed staring at the ceiling trying to figure out what you're supposed to do next. And then ultimately, I just stopped thinking about it and just said, okay, I'm not going to think about the past. I need to think about what the future is going to be, because clearly this is going to change everybody's future and path no matter what. We didn't expect it. We didn't see it. But in one way or the other, it affected everybody and the way we're going to function, especially when it, you know, in terms of obviously our personal life, but also in business as well. And so I started thinking about what are the things that are important to me. You know, I've been working for 35, 40 years every single day, you know, many hours a day in my kitchens, et cetera, shooting television, on and on and on. And it's almost like, where did the time go? And then when I started thinking about it, I'm going to do the things that are really passionate to me. So what are the things that are passionate to me? Obviously, at this very moment, I'm very, very passionate about Italy. I've been, you know, like obsessed with Italy for like the last 20 years, almost on a daily basis, but I had never opened an Italian restaurant before. So I decided to open an Italian restaurant called Amalfi in Vegas at Caesar's Palace. They've been my partners there for like 16, 17 years. We had Mesa Grill, and we decided right before the pandemic that we were going to open this restaurant. And frankly, I wasn't sure it was going to happen when it hit, but they, you know, forged through, and we, you know, designed the restaurant during the pandemic, and now I have this culinary fantasy of my dreams in Las Vegas, and so that's really nice.
Look, I just want to stop you there because this is very important what Bobby's saying, because this applies to all of us. So many people, I told Bobby at the beginning when he first came in, what good thing has happened during the pandemic is we have become very, very, very close to the people who listen to us, and we've been following them. And tragic, tragic, frightening stories have been coming through, but also a lot of stories of people who laid in bed at night, looked at the ceiling, and wondered, what am I passionate about that I've been neglecting in my life that I can now get to? Because I have no choice. It's either do that or do nothing. And so we're hearing these stories as well, just like yours, you know, from different points of view. And it's the people who have harnessed those dreams and said, let's put them into action. Like Gandhi, for instance. Gandhi started painting. Now she has this art business going on.
Really?
Yeah. And now that's turned into a jewelry business. And then, you know, we've all started cooking more. I mean, God knows we can all make banana bread.
Oh,
like
my
gosh.
My banana bread is amazing.
Yeah.
You and everybody else's.
Yep.
I mean, banana bread is like, you know, swept the nation. But I have to say, like, I think we all are more thoughtful than we've ever been, because you've actually had time to stop and think about the things that are important to us. And so, like, you know, besides being obsessed with Italy, the other two things that, you know, if you know me at all, that are the most important things to me, obviously my daughter,
and your
Sophie,
cat, your daughter and your cat,
and my cat, yeah. Nacho, and so basically, I did things with them during the quarantine, so that coming out of the pandemic, they'd sort of come to life.
Well, what did you do with your cat? This is odd.
What did I do with my cat? Nacho. Everywhere.
I've seen it in the store.
It's really, really fantastic. I'm so proud of him. He's an amazing.
Wait. Nacho has a cat food line.
Yeah,
it's called Made by Nacho. You didn't know this?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh yeah. Oh no.
I'm a dog guy now.
No. It's a. That's true. That's true. I mean, when I brought Nacho here when he was a kitten, you were very jealous, but that's okay.
and now he's his own food line. I'm ultra jealous.
He's got his own food line, and it's been really terrific. You know, you can buy it direct to consumer, or you can go to, he's in, I think, 1,500 PetSmart stores. It's crazy. And people, the pet parents really love it. It's great.
Do you ever look down at your cat and go, if you only knew?
He knows. What do you mean, Elvis? He knows everything.
Bobby.
He did it all.
He's Nacho Flay.
What is he doing with his extra money, Nacho Flay?
Well, he isn't making money yet because he's a brand new company. And, you know, as you know, it's starting off. It only launched 4 months ago, but he's very busy packing boxes.
Okay.
Sampling.
You and your daughter now have your podcast.
Yeah, with iHeart.
Here at iHeart.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
It's called Always Hungry. It's so much fun to do. Listen, Sophie is the best. I mean, obviously she's my daughter, so I'm going to think that. But she's a journalist out in Los Angeles. She's on camera reporter for ABC LA. And it's really, really fun because we have such a fun, fantastic relationship. And, you know, she has obviously a different point of view of things than I do. And we talk a lot. Listen, it's a very feel-good podcast. We're not talking about, like, hard-hitting politics or anything like that. We're talking about basically what we like to eat and like to do in life.
Well, that's what people want to hear.
Yeah. You know, it's so fun.
So, again, look at that. Bobby Flay identified three highlights of his life. His Italian food, Italian cuisine, also his daughter and his cat, and now the three things that you're doing a lot of, with another cookbook on the way.
Yes, exactly.
Look, Amalfi, I got to tell you, you know, if anyone's been to Italy, you know that it's the food. It's a
oh my god,
right?
So good.
You eat your way through there.
God, you know what? And that's another thing I've made, especially with all my zucchini growing out in the garden. That spaghetti Nerano, we make it. You know, can I just tell you right now, it's the easiest thing in the world, and you can actually have a creamy pasta dish without using cream. It's just pureed fried zucchinis.
I love that you know this dish.
Well, no, I've been there. I've eaten there. And then Stanley Tucci had it on his show. Then that made it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Jada and I did a show. Actually, it's going to air on Food Network on the 12th. What's today? The 5th?
Today's the 4th.
Oh, the 5th is your birthday.
Thank you, Bobby. Yeah.
I brought you a birthday gift.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And this is a very special book. Now, it is one of my cookbooks.
Is that the...
But the actual book itself is really... I want you to read it, okay? It's
Beat Bobby Flay.
It's the Beat Bobby Flay cookbook, which doesn't come out until September. Open the book and read it.
May I read
it
out loud?
Yes, you can read it out loud.
For Elvis, happy birthday, because you've been an amazing friend and
the most supportive of everything I do. I wanted to have you have a copy, number one, of Beat Bobby Flay Cookbook.
Wow!
So let me explain this to you, Elvis.
Thank you for always being in my corner.
Nacho doesn't even have one of those.
No, I just gave you the only copy I have.
Aww.
I'm not kidding you, because you know what? You've written a book before, so the publisher sends you the first book way before it's actually published.
Wow.
She sent it to me yesterday. My man Nate over here called me up and reminded me that your birthday was coming, and I was like, do I make him chicken parm or give him the book?
This is great.
Oh. So I wanted you to have, it's very important to me. You've been very important to me. This whole show has always been important to me. So I just wanted to give you one of my books off the shelf. That's number one right there.
That's awesome.
So now I don't have a copy.
Well, hold on a second. Here's 18 copies of my book.
Book. Enjoy. This is number 676, 77, 78, 79.
Enjoy. Take all of them.
Thank you so much.
So is this the book they give you before they correct all the mistakes?
No, this is the first published copy.
Okay, so it's the real deal.
This is the real deal.
I love the pages, how the pages
here.
Smell.
You may touch it, but you must give it back.
And also, you co-hosted the show on an occasion, which was really fun. I think you were with Katie Lee, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Hey, you know what? You have no idea how much this means to me.
Thank you
so much.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
And you've always meant a mountain to us as well. And we'll always be in support of Bobby Flay. You
know? My pleasure.
Hey, so here's what you do.
Go ahead.
That zucchini you have in the garden.
Oh, my God.
Slice it thin, right? Put some oil on the stove and just fry those babies.
We like to call it toasted.
Okay.
Because it sounds healthier.
Right. You don't have to do it on healthier. You don't have to put a lot of oil in there. But you know what? Get them almost to the point where they're brown, but not there.
You need that sort of toasted, nutty flavor.
Right. Take them out and put them on some paper towels and dry those little fried toasted zucchini. And then you could put it in the refrigerator overnight, or you can just immediately take half of those, put them in a blender, and blend them with a little water if you want, and maybe some herbs of some sort if you want. Then use that as your cream as you boil some spaghetti, and then put the rest of those zucchini pieces on top and just eat the hell out of it.
Well, I'll tell you the secret to that dish. There's two secrets to that dish. Lots of Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese.
Okay.
And butter.
All right.
Oh, yeah, butter.
And that really makes it creamy and like lots of fresh basil at the end.
Yeah. God.
Ooh. Oh,
so
man.
So good.
So in Amalfi, what we do is, because that's the class, you just described the classic spaghetti Nerano, which is like the zucchini pasta. But at Amalfi, we do exactly what we just talked about. And actually, we use the pasta water. Because the pasta water has some starch in it, so
Absolutely.
It kind of gives it a nice texture.
Let me guess. I bet you put it with some fish of some sort.
No, I don't.
What do you put it with?
We make a shishito pesto.
Okay.
And we swirl in it at the very last second, so there's that tiny bit of that green pepper bite.
You know, that was my drag name in high school. Shishito pesto.
Oh, I thought it was green pepper bite.
Yes, it was. I had many drag names. Hey, Nate, where's the tip? Okay, there he is.
Okay.
That microphone down there is called the tip.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes. I just want to pay you a compliment, Bobby, because I went to Italy for a week. We went to Positano, and we had, arguably, as you would probably say, some of the best food in the world.
Yeah.
We had octopus at several different locations. And I know Gatto is closed, but every time we had octopus, I would look at Heather, my fiance, and say,
Still
not as good as Bobby's.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really nice. Actually, you can now go to Las Vegas and have that octopus at Amalfi.
I'm driving. I don't care.
We sell 80 portions a night of octopus.
Wow.
I'm afraid there's going to be no octopus left in the water.
Oh, no.
Nah, they'll grow more. Hey, so anyone who's listening who's in the restaurant business, be it in front of house, back of house, wherever. From your point of view, what is your advice? If that's something they're still passionate about, they want to stick with, but they're not really finding their footing, or it's, you know, people aren't paying them enough, or what?
I'll make it really simple. If you're not passionate about being in the restaurant business, you don't need to be in the business because it's a very hard business.
Okay, well, now, but it's so hard for the passionate people right now.
No, it's very, very hard. And look, the bottom line is, especially in major cities across the United States, it's very challenging because there's less customers just because of the world we're living in at the moment. There are less people. There's less labor. It's hard to find people to work. Labor is very expensive. The commodities, meaning the food that you have to buy, is through the roof as well. And of course, the occupancy cost, the rent, has always traditionally been very, very high. So, listen, it's a very challenging business, but if it's something that you're passionate about, you will find your way through it. And there's nothing more satisfying than being able to take your passion and play it forward. And so, to me, listen, I've been in the restaurant business for 40-something years, and I absolutely love it. Does it get more challenging every month? Yeah, it does, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing it. At some point, I'll open another restaurant in New York. Like in my dream restaurant, it's got 5 apps, 5 pastas, 5 entrees, a couple desserts, a great Italian bar, and it has no name, and I'm open 4 nights a week, and you know, it's sort of living out the way that I want to eat today.
The 5 by
yes, exactly. The 5.
I see. So it's
Cinque.
A more, yes. A much more simplistic way of
just really real. Look, I mean, look, you know, I've had a lot of large restaurants in my life. You know, restaurants that have, you know, a couple hundred seats at a time, and where you do 400 covers, 500 covers at a very high level. It's really exhausting. But can also be incredibly satisfying. But when you go to Italy, the thing I love about Italy is not obviously just the food and wine, but which obviously is clearly well documented how great it is, but it's the way of life. Like when you go to Italy, you can watch like a local Italian sip an espresso for 3.5 hours and really enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't do that. You know, it's like, you know, we run into Starbucks, we get some big frothy thing, and we down it, and we move on to the next thing. I just, you know, I'm at the point in my life now where I've kind of done that hustle and bustle, like, and I'm looking forward to kind of savoring the moment. And it's a really, and when you go to Italy or you go to any, almost any place in Europe, you get reminded that that's possible.
See, yeah. that's the takeaway. This is what a lot of people listening to our show have done. They've decided to scale back.
Yep.
And you know, I don't even want to call it scaling back because it sounds like you're doing less. It's, you're doing more actually with the things you want to do.
To enhance your life. You look at what's important. I think this has made a lot of people look at what's important and just kind of put it in different compartments. Does that make sense?
Right.
You know? And by the way, everyone who's asking me, is his Bobby's Burger Palace coming back to Paramus, New Jersey?
It's not.
It's not. He said no.
Well, here's the thing. One of the other things that happened during the quarantine is that I rebranded Bobby's Burger Palace. Now it's called Bobby's Burgers. It's a brand new service model. We just opened one in Las Vegas. We opened one in Yankee Stadium. And it's just, you know, it's got... It was 13 years old. It needed a freshening.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things that, you know, when we talk about being more thoughtful during this pandemic, because we had time to be with ourselves, I mean, it helped me think about how I wanted things that I was doing at that moment to be different.
I know I needed a refreshing at 13 years old.
You did.
I did. Hey, good morning, Jennifer. Say hello. You know what, Jennifer, what's kind of interesting? You're our first caller for our first guest we've had in the studio in over a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. My God. I am so excited.
What's up, Jennifer?
I love Bobby Flay. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. I am so excited. I will be in Vegas August the 18th through the 21st.
Okay.
And I have a reservation. First thing I did is looked up your new restaurant. And made a reservation for Thursday the 19th. So I am so excited. I cannot wait to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll give you a couple of things to order.
Here we go.
Well, I mean, listen.
But
it's,
okay.
Listen, I'm the host. I mean, not of the show, of my restaurant.
Okay. Okay.
And so, you know, I have I like to this is a handcrafted restaurant, Elvis. You know, we make all our pastas in house. And I want to talk to my customers, you know, one-on-one. So, Jennifer, the buffalo mozzarella grilled on lemon leaves with the caprese relish is a really good way to start.
Oh,
God.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yes. So very Amalfi Coast. And then I think I don't know if you were listening to Elvis talk about the zucchini-style pasta, but we have our version of that. It's called spaghetti alla zucchine, and it has a little shishito pepper. That's a good one. Also, What's so funny?
I'm so hungry.
Well, that's my job. My job is to make people hungry.
Do you have like shepherd's pie?
We do not actually have a shepherd's pie.
Tacos?
But then you have to. We have a fish market in the middle of the restaurant, and we have a fishmonger standing there. We'll tell you everything you need to know about the fish and how we will prepare it for you. So basically, you pick out the fish, and we take it from there.
Oh, I cannot wait. That's going to be the highlight of my trip. Cool.
Make sure you sell a car before you show up.
Exactly. Right. And all the fish comes right out of the waters of Las Vegas.
Oh, how delicious.
No, don't say that.
No, we fly it in. It's just so amazing.
Okay. Yeah. How many different ways do you prepare a bronzino?
Well, of course you want to know about the bronzino, Scary, of course. So bronzino, so you can have it grilled or roasted, whole or filleted, and then we have three different sauces, like a salsa verde, or a red pepper and Calabrian chili pesto, or you can do a Meyer lemon caper sauce.
There you have it.
Wow. Meyer lemon caper sauce.
Crispy potatoes favorite. On the side.
Meyer lemon, one of the oldest gangsters. remember from Miami years ago.
Did you write that yourself or did somebody throw that at you?
No, Meyer lemon. He was with Capone and all those other guys.
That's really good.
It really isn't. Jennifer, you have fun at Amalfi in 2 weeks. And
I will.
And you never know. Maybe Bobby will make an appearance. You never know.
Make sure you have an Amalfi spritz.
Oh. Will do.
Get lit.
It's Vegas.
I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning, and I'm just so excited.
Thank you, Jennifer. You have a beautiful day, okay?
Nice talking to
you.
I have an idea. So you've decided to come out with an easygoing concept, five apps, five entrees, a few desserts, a great bar. I think we're going to cut our show down to one day a week.
It's all about simplicity.
Wow. I'm so into it.
Oh my god.
So what are you doing to have fun? Are you going out? Are you getting lit? Are you having? Are you still having a good time?
Am I getting lit?
Are you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, listen. Here's the thing. I love wine.
Yeah.
And I love cocktails. And every day is Sunday.
Sunday every day.
It is.
I mean, it's part of it's the new culture.
Yeah.
You know, it is summer, so I'm drinking a lot of rosé.
Yeah.
I'm having a really nice summer.
So when will you be back in a studio again? Are you?
We're going to shoot Beat Bobby Flay. You know, interestingly, just by luck, I shot 100 episodes in a row of Beat Bobby Flay right prior to the pandemic.
Wow.
So what you're seeing right now every week are brand new episodes.
Wow.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Really? I watched one the other day.
Which one did you watch, Gandhi?
It was some type of meatball, like a falafel meatball thingy. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, was it Gigi Hadid?
No.
Oh.
You were competing against a guy with a ponytail. That's what I remember.
You remember
okay, that narrows it down.
I must assume if you shoot 100 in a row, they all seem alike after a while.
Well, I mean, so we shot 100. I'm going back in the studio in October. We're going to shoot some more.
See, when I was a guest on Beat Bobby Flay, I didn't really understand the concept, as I should have. The concept is you go in and you give Bobby hell.
And
I didn't give you enough hell. I'm going to come back and give you like searing hell.
No. What happens is my friends come on and co-host each episode.
Exactly.
And the idea is to give me a hard time about competing.
I didn't give you a hard time, but I gave you a hard time at the end because you overspiced your dish.
Did I win or lose?
You lost. Oh. And I felt like you. I felt like you tried to lose because.
No, I did not try to lose.
It was like eating the surface of the sun.
What?
It was awful.
It was a jalapeno hush puppy. That's what I watched. It was some type of hush puppy.
Is that
hush
what you
ring a bell. Yeah.
No,
it's definitely possible.
I hate everything. He must have
let me look in the book.
He must have shot that one on another Sunday.
Oh, my God. Can I ask a question about celebrities? So, like, you're talking about Gigi Hadid and stuff. Now,
yeah.
Paris Hilton has a cooking show coming out today on Netflix. You being a real chef, what do you think about those types of things that pop up all over the place now?
I mean, listen, I'm all for it. If somebody wants to come on and have their own cooking show, be my guest. I mean, it just makes my industry, like, just bigger and better, in my opinion. I'm all for it.
They're going to poison us.
Well,
no.
I'll tell you something about Gigi Hadid. She knows how to cook.
Okay.
She's actually the nicest person. Have you had her on the show?
No. And I think we have.
I don't know. I don't remember.
But I've never.
Oh, my God. She's so lovely. And also, like, she, she knows a lot about making falafel from her family. Right. And like when we were making falafel on that show, and she came over and she was like, "You're not doing this right." I mean, and she showed me how to make them, and they were better than what I made. Wow. I was like, "Wait, you're like the world's greatest supermodel, and you make better falafel than me? Get out of here!" No. She was great. We love her.
Oh wait, I've been handed a note. What?
The Thursday of the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yeah, Scary needs a reservation, and I'm paying.
Oh, dear God. Scary.
Oh my gosh!
You need a reservation where?
At Amalfi.
No problem.
Don't say so. Yes, so easily.
When is it?
Thursday, September 17th.
No problem.
We're all going out for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Stop it.
I need him.
I love how you wrote it down on a note and handed it to
And
him.
Only Scary would shut
Scary, I have to tell you something. You know, when Scary goes to like the Bobby Flay Steak and AC or whatever, like, and we send him out things, he's always incredibly gracious. You know, it's like...
Well, I wish we could say that about when he goes out with us. Here's what he does, all right? And our audience knows this. If we go out to dinner with Scary... There'll be six of us, and they know I'm paying, right? Big Daddy's always paying.
Yeah.
Scary will pull out the menu and go, we'll have every appetizer.
We'll have the menu.
Here's what he does, Bobby. If there's 10 people at the table, Scary will say, hey, does anybody like the calamari? If one person says they like it, yeah, we'll get that.
Yeah.
Does anybody
like
that? Oh, yeah, we'll get that too. It's like all it takes is one person and we're getting
because
it.
Because the money just keeps coming in. I can't stop it.
Yeah.
You got to split the food. You got to try it, right, Bob?
Absolutely. No.
Especially if someone else is paying.
Right.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I love filling the table with all kinds of food. Like, there's not a single time when I go to a restaurant, whether I'm with two people or 10 people, and I don't say, and everybody goes around and says, as an appetizer, I'll have this, 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 and this. And I always say, and for the table, we will have, because the table's always hungry.
And we appreciate
that. And it's really nice to kind of have an abundance of tables. So, Scary, I appreciate you.
Well, no, but he doesn't do it with the chef bringing free dishes.
No, but when he's eating by himself without you at the table, he only orders one or two appetizers because he wants me to send him some stuff.
Well, here's the issue. Here's the issue.
Scary.
We need another Bobby Flay restaurant in New York. Let me go live to the tip. Yes, Nate.
Actually, that's a great idea. Why not have, like, you know, in prison, they have those metal trays with the different slots? Why not have a ton of different food in there so you don't have to just eat one dish, Bobby? So it's like a ton of different items.
What are you talking about?
And by the way, are you going to give us some prison stories?
No.
Hold on. I'm trying to get everyone.
No, Scary's what I'm saying.
Let him speak, Scary.
Scary's point, you go to a restaurant and you have to order one dish and you have to eat a plate of spaghetti. Why not have a tray that has a lot of different sections and a lot of different types of food?
That's called meat and three.
Yeah.
That's all over the South.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or what if you did, like, you know, as they do omakase in sushi restaurants?
Went to Nakazawa last night. Have you been there?
Nah. No.
Oh, my God. Here's the secret of Nakazawa, because it's a very high-end restaurant, and it's hard to get a reservation,
That's why I haven't been.
No, they have a little sort of bar cafe next door that you can walk in, and you can just eat there.
See, Bobby's like that with me as well. I mean, I'd much rather sit at a bar than go to a formal restaurant. But anyway, I'm saying, like, omakase with Japanese food. You go in and say, you know, we have one guy with shrimp allergies. Other than that, just bring food out. And you just start bringing tons of apps.
Yeah.
And we don't question it. We just try new things. Let me write this
down. Isn't
that
the best?
This is my idea. I gotta make sure no one...
What's your idea? Filling the table with appetizers?
Yes. It's friggin' brilliant.
It's actually with Scary
turns
idea.
Every meal into a buffet. Every time you go out with Scary, it becomes a buffet, and you have everything on the menu in front of you.
Yep.
Nice.
I have no objection.
It's called. We call it being festive.
I love being festive. But he does it without asking, knowing I'm paying, and that's my point.
Right. Scary, have you been cooking a lot more at home lately?
Yes, like everybody else during the pandemic, I learned a lot. Right now, I got HelloFresh, and they send me all the ingredients. Everything is proportioned out properly, and I make a perfect meal every time.
Did you know Scary used to store his papers in his oven because he never used it? Now he took the paperwork out of it and put it in his dryer.
What kind of papers?
It's like
ones that could go up in flames.
Right?
Paperwork.
Stuff. Yeah.
All right, look, we got to get you out of here. Apparently, we were told 8:20. It's now 8:21, and apparently...
I'm totally fine. You can kick me out whenever you want.
I don't want you to leave. I'd never want you to leave. Let me just revisit a few things. Amalfi, in beautiful, beautiful Las Vegas at Caesars. You've got to go check it out. As you've heard here, it's a place that our life is lacking if we don't.
Should we go over the menu one more time? Just kidding.
Nacho.
Scary's going to order
made
one of
by Nacho. Made by Nacho, his cat. Flavorful ingredients that support your cat's health. Now available where cat food is sold.
Or madebynacho.com. Come on, Elvis. Give me the plug.
Beat Bobby Flay. Conquer the kitchen. I do believe I got the very first copy
you
right
have the
here.
Only copy.
The only copy.
Let's get it right. That you have the only copy, Elvis.
It's officially in stores in about a month, September 21st. And then, so we've covered those things. And
what about
Always Hungry Podcast with Bobby and Sophie.
So nice.
Now, let's not forget those. Here's what we have to do. We do have to take a break.
Okay.
And then when we
can I
back,
bring Sophie by one day?
You can bring Sophie by any day.
Okay, when she comes to town, I'm gonna break in.
Does she have her own little plane?
No, but Nacho
yeah, it's
does.
Called, it's called Greyhound. See America.
we would love Sophie to come see us. Absolutely.
Okay.
She's awesome. The two of you together are great. It's almost
thank
like
you.
You're related. All right. Must take a break.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Bobby Flay could have gone or he could have stayed. And he chose to stay.
Yes. Anything for a free cup of coffee.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Has that appeared yet?
No.
Hey, is it here? It's here. Oh my gosh, okay. I think we want to have some fun with Bobby.
Sounds good. I've been waiting for that.
And that means what exactly? I think Dave Brody came through. Oh, we have a match game. Are you ready to match the stars? Okay, we need people on the phones. All right. If you know to do match game, we're doing match game with Bobby Flay.
Oh, my God. You have the music.
Oh, right here. Here's my favorite part. Yeah.
Gene Rayburn.
Remember that? Call Nate now at 1-800-242-0100. It's time to play match game with Bobby Flay. Let me put on my glasses. This could be a long morning.
How do we play this game?
Oh, it's simple. First of all, you need pieces of paper to write on. Okay. That's all you have to think about.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read a sentence and leave a blank in it.
Okay.
What you do is you fill in the blank, and the person on the phone is going to try to match with you and okay. everyone else. Whoever has the most points wins. It's like the
I
game
suck
show.
At these games.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
And feel free to be irreverent as possible.
Because you do know that I did not get out of ninth grade. That's why I cook for a living.
That's okay. Okay. You don't have to go any further than that. I think you're going to be fine. Hey, Nate, tell me when you have someone. Okay, well, what do I do till then? Do what? Talk to Bobby. Oh, we've exhausted.
Have you watched the Olympics?
Yes. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
My favorite part of the Olympics telecast right now.
What?
Have you seen this on Peacock? It's Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg doing play-by-play of the
yes.
Olympics.
Yes.
It awesome. Is insane.
It is great.
It's so good.
I love Kevin Hart. Yeah. He's awesome.
I love Snoop, too.
And the Olympics have been great this year. I've loved watching because, you know, you have them, and then you have their stories.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know. And I think, and I love watching Hoda. Hoda is such a fan.
Hoda, you know, the thing about Hoda is she's so incredibly positive.
Yes.
Hoda will find the positive in anything she possibly can, and I love that about her. She's so uplifting, always.
I've never seen her crack, ever.
Aw, that's awesome. No.
To Hoda. All right, now we can stop talking. We can move on.
Okay.
Now we don't have to be personable. All right, let's go talk to line 14. This is...
I should have brought the chicken parm.
No.
I've got to admit, I'm a little hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I brought biscuits, you threw them at me. this is what you brought?
Bobby brought his famous cat head biscuits. Well, take this. All right, Jen, good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Elvis and everyone. How are you?
Well, say good morning to our special guest host, Bobby Flay. Robert Flay is here today.
Robert William.
Good morning, Mr. Bobby Flay.
Okay.
Good morning.
So, Jen, you doing good? You feeling well? You're doing all right?
I am feeling well. I am excited. This is the best way to start Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
I don't know
it's
anymore.
It's the best way to start Wednesday.
Here's what I want you to do.
Of the week?
It is Wednesday. If you win this thing, we're going to give you something big, massive, a glamorous prize. We don't know what that is quite yet, but we'll figure that out when we get there, okay? All right.
Awesome.
Now, don't answer... Now, I want you to think about your answer while the stars write down their answers. Okay. All right, stars, are you guys ready?
Please bring in the stars.
They weren't available, so he has us. Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on.
Gross Gary was such a disgusting chef. Instead of fresh water in his soups, he used blank. Okay, I don't know.
Fresh water?
Well, sometimes you use water in soups. Brody wrote it. Brody didn't know how to cook.
What's the blank? Say it again.
Gross Gary, such a disgusting chef. Instead of using fresh water in his soups, he used blank. All right. You got one already?
I'm ready.
Well, it could be any disgusting liquid, really.
Watch out now.
It really could.
Really?
Yeah.
Froggy.
No, wait, wait.
Okay. Oh, look, Bobby's coming up, but now he's been thinking about it. All right, here we go. Have the stars written down there? Okay, here we go.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Jen, Gross Gary is so gross.
How gross is he?
Gross is he?
Instead of using fresh water in his soups, he used blank. What is your answer?
Toilet water.
Okay, water out of the toilet.
Oh, don't show you.
All right, water out of the toilet. All right, all right. Let's see how we do. We'll start with Froggy. Froggy, yeah. Gross Gary's a very disgusting chef. Instead of fresh water in his soups, he used...
I got pee.
Pee.
Oh, sick. And a photo. Yeah.
That usually should be in toilet water. Do I get like a brownie punch?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Now you've introduced brownies to toilet water. I don't know if we can do this.
Just pee.
Judges, I got pee. Toilet water.
No, because he's peeing directly into the bowl here.
Okay,
in my,
thank you,
picture.
Froggy. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That is not a match. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Let's keep moving, though. I'm sorry.
Nate just waved a big no to that.
Gandhi. Yes. This chef is so gross. Instead of fresh water in his soups, he uses...
I said sputum.
Sputum.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Whoa.
Wow.
No.
This is coming.
All right.
Hold on. I'm Googling this.
It's a mixture of mucus and saliva. It's
scary.
Like a loogie.
Yeah. Scary. Yeah. Gross, whatever his name is such a gross chef. Instead of fresh water in his soup, he uses...
I wrote urine.
Okay. Thank you.
No.
I don't like this game.
Danielle. Said gross.
Danielle.
Yeah, this Danielle, instead
I mean,
of using...
I thought my answer was decent.
I thought it was, too. Danielle, rather than fresh water in his soup, he uses...
Toilet water!
Oh, thank you, sweet Yay! Jesus.
I think she wrote it after she heard it.
I did not! You be quiet over there. I can reach you and hit you.
Bobby's accusing you of shafting us. All right, hey, special guest host, Bobby Flay. Gross, what's his name, is so disgusting as a chef. His name is Gary. Gary. Instead of using fresh water in his soups, he uses...
Bath water.
Gross.
Okay.
Well, Jen, it's sort of unusual for this game, but you have a point. We never get those.
1 point.
All right. Please hold. We have to go see what else we have going on here, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Our next contestant is Kelvin on line 5. Hi, Kelvin.
Hi.
Yeah, you could easily win this thing, honey. I'm telling you right now.
I heard one point. It might be hard to beat, though, with you guys.
All right, I know.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something in the milk ain't clean. You know what I'm saying? All right. Okay, listen closely. Do not answer immediately so the stars will have a chance to write down their answers. Annoyed Karen was so annoyed.
How annoyed was she?
She was so annoyed when the restaurant messed up her order. Instead of calling for the manager of the restaurant, she called blank.
Oh.
And her name is Karen. Keep in mind. Karen couldn't call the manager. She decided to take it that Karen step and call someone else. Bobby's asleep. Okay, Karen. Her name was Karen. Very upset about the mix-up with her platter of food at the restaurant. But I'm not calling a manager. I'm calling the blank.
Good.
All right. You guys ready to
I'm
go?
I'm ready. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote it down already, Mr. Flay.
Okay.
Can you tell she's from the Bronx?
Yeah.
Mr. Flay. All right, here we go. Calvin, Karen was so annoyed at the restaurant, she didn't call the manager. She called...
Okay, let's say she called 911.
Absolutely.
Called somebody the- called 911.
There you go.
I like that.
Has everyone ever done that with you, Bobby, when the octopus comes out a little too tough?
Yes.
No.
911.
No.
Yeah, you know what? People will do it. All right, we'll start with you, Froggy. Froggy, Karen was so annoyed at the restaurant. She was at Gatto that night.
Chewing on octopus.
Her octopus was so tough. Rather than contacting the manager, Karen contacted...
Another Karen.
Oh, that's good.
That's not going to work, though. Gandhi, Karen, very upset at the restaurant. She didn't contact a manager because of her plate of bad food. She contacted...
Oh, I want to change my
Okay, don't tell me.
All right, I switched my answer at the last second. Now I'm kind of sad I did. I had originally said David Brody, but then I went with another Karen as well.
Oh. Yeah,
very clever. I like that.
I like you guys. You kind of just blow the rules out of the water. Hey, Danielle.
Yes?
Karen was so upset at dinner at a Bobby Flay restaurant. Rather than calling the manager, she called...
The police!
The police!
Oh, that's okay. A match,
absolutely.
Isn't it? That's 911.
That's a match.
There you go. Hey,
Danielle coming through.
There you go.
Wait, 911 is a match?
Well, you call the police.
The police from 911. It's the same. Yeah.
We could debate it further if it's
emergency services. Let's get a ruling.
Scary.
Yes.
Karen went for a fine dinner that night, and she was so upset. Rather than contacting the manager, Karen contacted
her lawyer.
Oh, that's very good.
That is a good one. Good answer. Good answer.
Have you ever been sued because the ingredients weren't what they expected on the plate?
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Finally, Bobby Flay, Karen came into your restaurant and she was so upset. Rather than contacting the manager, Karen contacted
the health department.
That's a good answer.
No, wait. We have a tie.
Yeah. What's the tiebreaker?
What do you have?
I don't have anything.
There's no tiebreaker?
There's no prize?
How is there not a tiebreaker?
I have a couple of Elvis Duran books.
Hey, watch it, Flay.
People like that. Did you ever get to the Amalfi restaurant?
No, I tell you what. We'll give them both $100. We're cool. Is that good?
Yes,
okay, Kelvin.
Wait, you just throw $100 around?
Yeah.
Wow.
I will Venmo that out of my own personal account.
That's very nice of you.
I'll find a way to get it back. Don't you worry.
Amazing.
All right, petty cash.
Kelvin, thank you, Jen. Thank you very much. I hate it when we have a tie like that. This place sucks. The health department.
Yeah.
You know what? We've had a lot of fun with you today, Bobby, but I can't wait until the day comes where we don't have to think twice about just making a reservation, going to your restaurant,
yeah,
and having dinner. And it's been great talking to you today about how you decided during what could have been a lockdown completely for you, you found the things inside of you that you're passionate about, and you made those all work for you, and you look great. You look like you're very happy.
Thank you very much. Hey, listen, it's obviously been up and down, like everybody, for everybody.
I'm sorry, you
shut me up. You shut my mic off.
No. It's been up and down. Where were you?
It's been obviously very up and down for everybody, including myself. But it's, you know, you gotta. What are you gonna do? One day at a time.
Well, no, the question is, what are you going to do? But the answer is the important part. You could simply just sit there on the couch, smoke pot, and just not do anything.
No.
And a lot of people have done that. But, you know, it's not too late. It's not too late to come on out of the cave and go, okay, it's time for me to remember what the things are that I'm passionate about, and then hop to it. Hop on those things.
All,
go for a ride.
All I'll say, and, you know, obviously, you know, if there's somebody out there who's having a hard time getting started, small baby steps are the way to getting there. Like one little thing to make you feel good about yourself, it just kind of grows on itself as well.
Excellent. Well, it's great having you here.
Thanks so much. It's so good to be here. It's so good to see you all. Everybody looks like they're very happy, and it's nice to be back in the studio.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. Invite me anytime. I live around the corner.
We'll see you.
Right. Bobby doesn't need an invite. He can just show up whenever he wants.
You can.
Oh, no. They've turned me away downstairs plenty of times.
All right. Well, we're going to miss you this next year and a half, but it's great to see you. Let me remind you a lot of things. This book, Beat Bobby Flay. Called Conquer the Kitchen with 100+ battle-tested recipes. Beat Bobby Flay will be in your bookstore September 21st. I got the very first one, so yep. Back off.
You have the only one.
Back off, bitches.
Lucky.
Exactly.
Also, if you're in Vegas, Amalfi, it's actually getting a lot of great buzz.
Yeah, Scary's already got it.
Not only is it getting the buzz from Bobby, which is the obvious buzz, but it's getting buzz from people you don't even know. And your cat is hungry, so Made by Nacho is waiting for you. You can get it online at nacho.com. Oh,
no, madebynacho.com.
I'm sorry, I keep messing that up.
Say it slowly.
They're trying to turn a profit there. Go to madebynacho.com. I wish my dogs could eat it.
They can.
I guess they can. They can break on through to the other
it's
side.
It's very good food.
And, of course, with his own daughter, Sophie, they're doing this incredible podcast. called, what's it called?
Always Hungry. With Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Thank you for being here to catch me on that one.
iHeart Podcast.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. We love you. We'll be back after this.